From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. Four hospitals come under attack. The United Nations says nearly 50 people were killed in missile attacks on medical facilities in northern Syria Monday. A 30-bed hospital run by Doctors Without Borders was destroyed. Isabel DeForney is an agency official.
Those are airstrikes from the Russian. But at the same time, the information was not so clear because other people in the area, other staff, report that the shelling were coming from the ground.
Three other medical facilities were damaged by what rebels say were targeted airstrikes by the Assad regime. The UN envoy to Syria is making an unannounced visit to Damascus for talks on implementing a ceasefire set to start later this week. Stéphane de Mistura arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital. Turkey is conducting a third consecutive day of cross-border airstrikes on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. It is warning of a harsh response if Kurdish-led forces do not retreat from their positions near the border. The Kurdish YPG militia has taken over large amounts of territory from Islamist rebels along Syria's border with Turkey in recent days. The advance has alarmed Turkey, which accuses the group of having links to the PKK, a Kurdish rebel group viewed as a terrorist group by Turkey. Turkey worries the Kurds may be trying to set up a separate region along the border. Ugandan police briefly detained opposition presidential candidate Kizza Besigye Monday as he campaigned in Kampala. Witnesses said police fired tear gas during a campaign event and took the candidate into custody. He was later freed. A police official accused him of violating campaign rules. This is VOA News.